Are you guys ready for the best show ever? But first, question out there to the internet, to the RSS feed on Apple, TuneIn, all the platforms that have not posted my show, even though you can listen on Spotify. This was the best week of Happy Hour, and it's not on those platforms. It should be fixed soon, but it still pisses me off. Man, fuck that. All right, enough of that. All right, we're going to come back on Happy Hour or begin. If I were to say come back, you know, that means that we're just doing something. Never mind. I do like coming on the back. All right, let's begin the show.
Welcome to Happy Hour.
Doors closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Happy's mom, and you're listening to Happy Hour.
Welcome back to Happy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
With Ryan Happy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Happy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2. Happy, happy, happy. This is Happy Hour with Happy.
Never doubt it, never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic. Be the hottest, search about his competition. Microscopic, never copied. I'm a giant rolling weed up, now we flying. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E. H-O-P-P-E.
You already know how we are in the system.
Oh yeah. What up? What's happening? This is Happy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. So, I wasn't sure if I was going to record a show today because we're having RSS feed issues. But we still get a lot of listens on Spotify, but it's just driving me nuts. I do the best week ever of my show. Although, I hate when radio hosts, like people I used to work with, would be like, I'm funny. I'm good. I'll let my work do the talking, you know. So, I'm not going to even say it was the best week of shows because I'll let you guys, you know, do it and figure it out. Very soon, it should be back on all the platforms, but quick shout out to Andy, who works at the Vantage Kava Bar over in Palm Harbor with Bash over there and everybody. I'm very shy about my podcast. You probably listen to it and think I'm an absolute loudmouth, that I'm an absolute shock jock, whatever you want to call me. But I'm actually really timid and kind of awkward in public. Like, I'm not the guy going around at the bar going, I got my voice back. I'm able to say, So what I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, last night I'm at Zenden hanging out, sipping on some kava. And Andy comes out to me, who used to bartend or kava tend at a place that we all went to. That will remain a name, a list. And he's like, dude, we've been listening to your show. It's so cool that Odell Beckham Jr. replied to you, blah, blah, blah. And I was like a little stoned. And I gave him an answer. I was like, yeah, thanks. And it's not that I like think I wasn't even trying to act like I didn't care. It's just I'm like, I'm so like, I don't know. I think it's because I say such outlandish things on this show that like, when people come up to me in public, happens about once a week. I'm now like having a paparazzi, you know, taking pictures of me. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm going out and I'm like hanging out and people are like, hey, it's Hoppy. But the times I go out in public and I don't look presentable, that's when everyone takes a picture for morning radio host. But when I'm looking really good, I got a hair gel on my hair and we're hanging out, nobody takes a picture. So, thank you, Andy, and everybody at the Vantage for listening. All right. So, this was a weird week, you know. It was an interesting week, to say the very least. Monday and Tuesday, I worked during the week, and then Wednesday, I did as well. And I usually don't drink.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my favorite thing. I prefer kava and marijuana and mushrooms. But I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I was dealing with a lot of stuff at work. Nothing bad. I like my job. But I was dealing with a lot of pressure. So I got a beatbox. And I also got a, what is it called? A Snoop Dogg bottle of wine. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I can't deal with these hangovers. I have to stop drinking by 11 or in the middle of the night. I have like a dry throat. Like I'm coming off of a porn set, no pun intended. And it's just not, it's not the vibe I want anymore. And on Wednesday, on Christmas Eve, something happened. I was debating. Well, first of all, I went to my good friend Jesse and Melissa's house. We had a wonderful time. I have no family down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I essentially moved across the country for my career. And it's not that I ditched my family. I did purposely mean to go, bye, during your most formative years of my cousins. I'm not going to see you guys. See you later, alligator. I didn't mean for that to happen. But Chicago radio is dead besides my boy Fred on Kiss FM. So it's one of those things that I had to create something. So I don't have any family down in Florida. So my mom visited and we hung out with my boy Nick. We hung out with James. And you can see all the pictures on my social media. I actually took pictures of myself and you can see how drunk I was. Well, I drank a little too much. And no, I am not making an appearance on a morning radio show to tell this story like when I got my car towed, okay? Just putting that out there. But my mom obviously drove home because I was not a good to drive. And what happened, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, was somehow I got into my apartment, you know, by putting in the keys in the door or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I didn't have my iPhone charger. And I went, oh, we should probably go to the car and grab it. Well, where are my car keys? Looking for the car keys. I start yelling like a psychopath or whatever. And we had to buy new car keys. And it was absolutely the moment where I realized why I don't drink. It was absolutely the moment why I realized I prefer kava and marijuana. Because I don't lose. I do lose things on that. But I don't have those moments. Drinking is definitely a not for me. Alcoholism runs in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things that I was just like laying in my bed in the room spinning or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, this ain't that thing. I don't know how you alcoholics do it. I don't. You fascinate me with your alcoholism. I'm like a minor league alcoholic, but still, it's a no. All good. It took a lot of balls for me to tell that story because every radio show you listen to, they want to have that magnificent, you know, little reputation of, oh, I'm a family man. I never cheat on my wife. I ain't ever drive drunk until I get caught. Oh, I never do this. No. I'm very open on this show. On this show, I'll tell you what's happening and I won't hide from it. But guess what's going on?
It's time for Hoppy's Inbox, only on Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Oh, yeah. I made a post saying that Erica Kirk, that Dumb Blonde, and that Nicki Minaj are mega morons. And a listener said to me, oh, you're one to call them mega morons, LOL, which actually makes no sense, because I'm not a mega moron. I know he was trying to imply that I'm a moron, which I'm not. But it didn't make any sense. I'm actually not a MAGA, a moron. So thank you very much for that. Also, I made this video right here. Let me turn off the music. This is very local. So my listeners out in Fresno or Cleveland aren't going to give a crap. But the grocery chain Winn-Dixie, 7 years ago, closed a bunch of their locations. And they've closed Winn-Dixie's twice. Once because they were downsizing 7-8 years ago, and once because they're replacing it with Aldi's. Because I believe Aldi's at least bought the property or whatever of empty Winn-Dixie's, or they closed them to turn into Aldi's. But there is one location right near where I live on 4th Street in St. Pete. That's kind of hidden. They put the Gallagher's Christmas tree in the parking lot during the season. People drive around, you know, and speed in the parking lot. It's an empty Winn-Dixie parking lot. And I made this video right here.
Is anyone going to ever do anything with this empty Winn-Dixie? Obviously, they're putting the Aldi's in the one near the Howard Franklin Bridge on 4th and the other one in St. Pete. But this Winn-Dixie right here is a building of potential, and it just has sat here for 10 years. Anybody in St. Pete ever think about that?
Yeah, I was really curious about that because it's just sitting there. And someone told me. Someone commented, Ryan, I'm really glad somebody is addressing this. This store has been closed for years and nobody ever thinks about it. So, yes, I'm a man of the people. We've been recording for 11 minutes and 11 seconds. Make a wish, bitch. Oh, okay. Anywho. All right. That was our opening segment. Wasn't that great? Wasn't it wonderful? We're all hanging out. We're all laughing. We're all doing our thing. All right. We do this every single weekend. Mason Dixon had the Friday, Friday, Friday chant. I have the every day my weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So here is DJ Unk with every day my weekend. We're going to come back in half the hour and keep this party going and going. But first, we got to play the song that gets the club going. It gets the girls taking off their tops or whatever, maybe not. But here is Every Day My Weekend by DJ Unk. Rest in peace, bro.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
The semen was so big.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Don't worry, Fresno. Hoppy Hour will be right back.
Elite.
Okay,
nigga, I'm just light skinned. I ain't Puerto Rican.
No.
Michael Jackson pieces. My eyes look like it's greasy.
Yeah.
Swear that I'm amazing. Come out with Caucasian. Bitch, I'm the bomb, so they think that I'm Arabian.
Yeah, I'm talking like the Taliban. Tools from Afghanistan.
Yeah. My car sits so high. Don't stop,
three,
bitch,
two,
I land. And all this ain't juice, man. But I'm on that juice, man. Give me 5 bottles of that goose. I get a loose, man.
For real, baby, you playing.
Do that on the handstand. I do this shit every day. Ballin's in my plan.
Yeah, ballin', that's my 9 to 5.
Me and Scrub, it's you alive. You don't want this kind of beat. You will get Kentucky now.
Hearses to the verses, nigga. You just sweet like Hershey's.
Moving in between your girl thighs.
Be
surprised.
Hey. Every day my weekend.
I'm
and I ball.
Tuesday, Wednesday, got them bras on they knees, babe. Chilling on the beach with palm trees, my island girl say.
Versace, wildin' like a motherfucker. 2 days we at unneed money, fallin' like a motherfucker. Wasted when they Libra bitches, jockin' like a motherfucker. 30 we get pure bottle, poppin' like a motherfucker. Friday we at figure eight, you know I fuck with Bush. Overdosin' on the strong, rollin' quarters of the Kush. Club Miami Saturday, girls the baddest in my book. I just won't write on end while you lame niggas look. Hey, even on a Sunday, I don't take a day. Y'all with Club Atlanta Station in my nigga Q Angelo. Chicken see the insides, first they take they shirt off. Second when they hear our songs, then they take they skirts off. Third she gon' serve us, mouth stick her tongue out. 4 hours later, fucked us all, I was like, wow. Y'all got milk money, bitch nigga, I'm a cash cow. Every day my weekend, living life on a fast route.
Every day my weekend, I'm wild, man, I'm
DJ Unk. Every day of my weekend. Wasn't that a banger? Didn't have to get the club going. I think it did. Maybe not. Who knows?
Doors closing.
Now, something completely different.
It's Hoppy Hour!
Hey man, it's Kid Chris, the Hoppy Hour podcast. I'm a fucking girl dad. I'm driving my kids to cheer practice and shit. I have no time to record a fucking liner for your podcast, this Hoppy Hour thing, okay, man? So, you know, good luck. Eat shit.
Oh, isn't that delightful? Good old shock jock humor.
What's up? This is Lex Daly from the nationally syndicated Lex and Terry Show, and you are listening to the Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, everybody. This is Terry James from the nationally syndicated radio show Lex and Terry, and you are listening to Hoppy Hour with my man, Ryan Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy is your alternative to the typical morning show with fake dating segments.
Go show.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Snatching stuff, take... Oh, what is going on in here?
Uh-oh. It's okay, relax. Watch this. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Dave.
Wow.
Is that your agent?
It's the jingle. Try it.
No.
Like a good neighbor.
Just say it.
State Farm is there.
With a sandwich.
Oh, yeah. And the girl from 4E?
And can I get a hot tub?
Nice.
Find out what else State Farm agents can do for you at whyagent.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
This is the theme, the Hoppy Hour.
Uh-huh.
The theme, the Hoppy Hour. Oh, wow.
Oh, sure.
With Ryan Hop bring in the power.
It's Hoppy.
Let's laugh, let's dance right now.
Whatever.
Pop, pop, shoo, wop in the tower. Silly jokes, the laughs will shower. Ryan's here with all the chatter. Tune in, folks, it really matters. Hoppy Hour is the thing. with Ryan Hop. We
it's Hoppy, get it right.
Grab your friends and let's all swing. Uh-huh. It's the beam on what is zing.
Oh,
Scooby-Doo and wacky tunes. Ryan's laughter fills the rooms. Uh-huh. Crazy fun and all the loons. Hop Sour brings the booms. Catch the wave and ride the fun. With Hoppy Hour, we're never done. Ryan Hop,
Hoppy,
number
get
one.
Right.
Come and join us, everyone. Hoppy Hour is the
oh,
thing.
Yeah.
With Ryan Hop, we all sing. Grab your friends and let's all swing.
Woo-hoo. Hoppy 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Hoppy Hour is the thing with Ryan Hop. We all sing. Grab your friends and let's all swing. It's the theme of what a thing. Scooby-Doo and wacky tunes. Ryan's laughter fills the rooms. Crazy fun and all the loons. Hop Sour brings the booze. Catch the wave and ride the fun. With Hoppy Hour, we're never done. Ryan Hop, number one. Come and join us, everyone. Hoppy Hour is the thing with Ryan Hop. We all sing. Grab your friends and let's all swing. Hop, hop, hop.
Let's see what the hell's going on right here.
Ginger Duggar is going home for the holidays.
Oh, yeah, this Duggar family. It's so hard to keep track of them, you know? They're like your typical weird conservative Christians where they're just squirting out kids.
During the December 22nd episode of her and husband Jeremy Volo's podcast,
they got a podcast. The
couple reveal they'll be heading back to Ginger's native Arkansas for Christmas. Jeremy announces, we have not been back to the Duggar house since we've been married in 9 years for Christmas.
It's got to be a dark energy there. It's got to be an off-putting energy there. Just kind of like this vibe, you know, where it's just kind of dark. It's kind of creepy, you know, because they're the Duggars.
Mm-hmm. And we're going this year. With Ginger sharing why they haven't spent the holidays with her parents, Jim, Bob, and Michelle Duggar, or her 18 siblings in nearly a decade. Explaining, the reason we haven't been back for Christmas Day is because that's the only time of year that Jeremy's family is all together.
That's so good.
And so throughout the years, we've decided like, okay, that's going to be the time that we spend with Volo family over Christmas.
That's an excuse. She doesn't want to be around the Duggars because Jim Bob, whatever that scumbag's name is kind of creepy.
Then the Duggar family, they're always together a lot, and so it's easy for us just to pop back.
Oh, yeah!
We went back 3 times in 1 year for weddings. So it's like, oh, we weren't there for the holidays, but we were there for multiple weddings. The 19 kids and counting star who shares daughter 7-year-old Felicity and 5-year-old Evangeline, as well as 9-month-old son Finnegan with Jeremy.
That's a lot of kids, man.
Jeremy then admits she's not quite sure what to expect this year when it comes to her family's festivities.
But there you go. Freaking the Duggar family! Right here.
Today on TMZ.
Okay, 'twas the night before Christmas and all through TMZ. I forgot the rest.
I love my Harvey Levin. He's a scumbag, but he's my scumbag.
That worked. Nice.
That's them all fake laughing at his joke. Like, ha ha ha, ha. Can we get our Christmas bonus?
That worked. Nicely done. Anyway, we're going to play a game with candy games.
Talia and Christina, what can't we do? There's no.
Can't. I love the way Australians had a hard time saying that because of my stutter. Say the word cunt.
Candy games.
Talia and Christina, what can't we do?
Cunt.
There's no rules. You gotta get the other person to drop the candy cane first off their finger.
Okay. They're all doing a little candy cane competition. It's great for radio.
Okay. And go! Hey!
All right, let's skip over this. What terrible TV. I don't know why I'm playing it, though. Let's see what we got. All right, here.
Long Island.
There's Mom preparing a
All right, we're gonna skip over that. That was an absolute fail. I come from the Opie and Anthony School of Radio, where you might play audio that doesn't translate, you know? Like Howard Stern and MJ's Morning Show and all the shows have the perfect segments. Me, I thought that audio was going to lead to something, and it was just them balancing candy canes on their head.
Today on TMZ,
Prince Harry is kind of roasting his wife, Meghan Markle's...
Yeah, you know, Prince Harry's probably getting sick of her. I mean, she's the reason that their family's all messed up. She's kind of a bitch, not that hot. She probably is on Ozempic because she used to be a lot more thick. Now she's all skinny. I mean, there's really not that much good about her, man.
Cooking.
I'm not so sure it's as good as your mom's, but it's certainly close.
Wow.
This show is dry.
Shots fired.
Strangely addictive.
You watch it? There's better stuff to watch.
Like what?
Oh, I watched a Paul Anka documentary. It was great.
That is such a boomer thing to say. Oh, I'm going to watch a Paul Anka documentary.
You in it? TMZ is in it. But not your My Way performance.
I asked him over that because the copyright. Let me skip over that. Let me be careful. You probably find it a little irritating. Whatever. I got to be careful because the copyright.
Actors instead. Martha Stewart, not slowing down at all at 84 years old.
You know, I think she'll live to 120. Honestly, Martha Stewart's going to outlive us all.
Just posted a bunch of photos from Amangiri Resort.
I wonder if she hooked up with Snoop Dogg.
Utah. They got this meditation place there, this like pool you sit in, and it's supposed to like lift your spirit or something. I didn't get it. You have to have a spirit to have it lifted.
Yeah, Harvey Levin seems like just kind of a cheap mom.
Chelsea Handler, winning big in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Here's Chelsea Handler in some lingerie. Now we get to see what 50 Cent plowed.
She's in this hotel room. She looks very good.
What game does she play?
I mean, who cares? Look at her.
Do you have a game that you like in Vegas? We had TMZ slot machines.
It was pretty cool, man. You're in Vegas on a slot machine. It was actually one of my proudest moments.
What happened to these things?
That no one used them.
No one used them, yeah.
Oh, really? That sounds like a joke, but it's actually true.
I mean, TMZ already ruined celebrities' lives. So why would you use a machine to gamble your money? Because they're just going to ruin your life. Harvey Levin's not rooting for you. Harvey Levin's not trying to help you.
Deidre Hall is one of the legendary soap opera actresses of all time. Days of Our Lives, the show she's on, just celebrated 60 years.
Just says to me that we're doing a lot of things right.
Chef, let me ask you this. Is she on the Mount Rushmore of soap opera?
Yeah, for sure.
And then
whatever, I'm not talking about soap operas. Man, not having cable growing up, you know, when I was faking being six, I could listen to Eddie and Joe all morning. Oh, yeah. Literally, I just could not, you know, I could not stand the soap operas. Oh, they were not worth it. It was not that good. Oh, let's see what's going on with the Kelce family.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Jason Kelce is opening up about his family's fame and how it affects their privacy.
Oh, I'm sure it ain't ideal.
Retired Eagle center, who's married to Kylie Kelce, opened up to the Wall Street Journal in a December 22nd interview, saying, "You know, I'm all over television, and my face in particular is much more out there in a lot of ways."
He's like an NFL humbler version of Bert Kreischer. But then again, anything can be more humble than Bert Kreischer.
Is going out into public is much different for not just me, but my wife, my whole family. And with his younger brother, Travis Kelce, getting engaged to pop star Taylor Swift. His private life in recent years.
Oh, yeah, that had to kind of ruin it. Because he wasn't that famous. Like, he was Philadelphia famous, you know? He's known in Philly when he played for the Eagles. But now, like, he's worldwide famous.
Has become even more public. He adds, "We really do try to live as much of a normal life as we can."
Good luck.
"Which is increasingly becoming harder. We're finding ways to get it done. We go to Disney World and we're still walking around. We might take a few more pictures in certain areas."
That's gotta suck. He's wanting to go to Disney World, which to me it would suck going to Disney World in general.
In regards to Taylor, Jason tries to keep business out of their relationship as much as possible, saying, "I just enjoy her being my brother's soon-to-be wife and aunt to my kids, and we try to leave that relationship where it should be."
Yeah, they want nothing to do with that because it's fake. There's something about that relationship I just don't believe. I want to believe in the true love of them, man. I just want to think it's awesome and great. but I think it's kind of fake.
Oh, happy hot topic.
I do want to set the record straight. You don't have to keep this in the show. When you said that you don't fight, you were joking, right? Like,
yeah, you know, Kylie Kelsey, you had to call out him because it's so stupid. A couple needs to have arguments. Now, obviously, you don't want to have a fist fight where you slap her across the face or whatever, but to not argue?
You were being sarcastic.
What? God, he's so funny.
It's only been 2.5 years, and you're right. I haven't gotten an argument.
That's that Taylor Swift NDA kind of relationship where you got to make her look perfect. You can't have any flaws.
I got no complaints. I got no complaints.
Oh, we know.
Me and Tay, we definitely don't fight.
Kylie Kelsey returning to New Heights for the fourth time.
Yeah, you know, she had to not like that. Because you know every single time that Kayla Nicole and Travis Kelsey hung out, you know they were arguing. So she's probably seen them argue. It's probably like good old, like a Jersey Shore vibe. Like Ronnie and Sammy, sweetheart. Ronnie, stop! So what I'm saying is she's seen the real Travis. And it's like, get out of here.
I'm Wednesday to roast her brother-in-law, Travis, ahead of his Christmas Day game against the Broncos. When you
What a crappy game that was.
Said that you don't fight. You were joking, right?
Fight wow. Fight who? Fight who do I fight?
God, you're so fake. You're so fake. A normal relationship argues. You're fake. You're fake.
Yeah, Kylie making it pretty clear she doesn't believe a word of the wild claim Travis made in early December with guests.
They probably don't spend enough time together, are you?
George Clooney.
It's only been 2.5 years and you're...
What's your name, Taylor or Tyler?
Right, I haven't gotten an argument into
that. What a moron. I mean, Jason's awesome, and Travis is just a twat.
All right, never once.
The giggle afterwards suggested that you were being sarcastic.
What? Fight wow. Fight who? Fight who do I fight?
Arguing?
The fight's gonna happen when she releases a song. I so see it right in front of me about their breakup when they do break up, and it's gonna be her in like a generic red jersey, and she's gonna have pain over her face, and it's just gonna be like, we never argued because we never loved each other.
Defensive players.
Yeah.
Oh, defensive guys? Yeah, I fight. I'm a fighter in that sense.
No, you're not. You've been crappy. He's not been that good since dating Taylor. I'm not saying that Taylor's the reason why they've not been good, but it is a coincidence. Now, once he starts banging Taylor, all of a sudden, he's not been so good.
Great. But, perfect. Yep. Continue.
But me and Tay, we definitely don't fight.
That sounds fake.
We don't either. The mom of four.
I love Kylie. She's got that Philadelphia woman in her. Calling him out.
For sharing her skepticism in an episode of her own podcast, Not Gonna Lie, 3 weeks ago.
I'm wondering if they're trying to classify an argument as like an argument. Is it like a yelling thing that we're not gonna argue? Is it like, is that different from bickering? You're telling me you don't bicker? Or argue, or maybe you do bicker, but you don't argue.
Oh, yeah. You know, he is just not happy that his sister-in-law won't shut up. The other thing, I don't think Taylor probably likes her after that because she needs that perfect image.
Oh, happy hot topic.
Oh, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Lord. What is going on? All right. I hear.
Finally, what would the holiday be without a good old-fashioned family debate? So do you want one? I'll just start it right here while we soak up the beauty of that gorgeous 75-foot Christmas tree there in Rock Center. Let me ask you this. When is the proper time to take down your tree at home?
I take it down once my mom leaves, you know. After I drop her off at the airport, I look at the empty apartment, and I go, yeah, Christmas is over. I still have it up, you know. And right now, it's December 27th. You got to have it down by the new year.
How long is it?
I like
a couple of days, weeks?
I like to take it down before I leave for the holidays.
Oh, excuse me.
Because jeez. I don't like to
come home. Because everybody takes a little holiday jaunt.
No.
Good job calling out that bitch.
But I'm going to see my parents in Texas. It's not a holiday jaunt. But
you can tell they don't like each other. Maybe they've planned.
I don't. I feel like.
Oh, my God. I know this is a visual. The Al Roker sitting in the middle of them. Mm-hmm. and he looks uncomfortable.
That's what happens at real people's Christmas Day, yeah, too. At least we're not talking politics. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I like to get it organized.
All right, I can't listen to this. Those shows are good for news clips, but they're bickering. It's like, shut up.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
All right, next up, Stranger Things. The show has turned the world upside down with its final season.
I don't know what's on the other side.
I don't know if I can play any of this because it's copyrighted and Netflix is really big on it. But yeah, they have 1 billion views. Good for them. I liked the first season. I thought it was pretty good or whatever. And then the kids just got freaking annoying. Once they hit puberty, I was like, shut up.
Whoa, happy Hot Topic.
Noah Schnapp is speaking out on his Stranger Things character, Will Byers, coming out, having publicly come out himself in January of 2023.
I did not think he was going to be the gay one.
Noah tells Variety December 25th. The moment when his character came out was perfect, and he had no notes about creators Matt Duffer and Ross Duffer's writing. Early in season one, Will's mom, Joyce, mentioned his father had called him queer. So Noah says he knew it was coming for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Adding, so after reading through the season's first 6 episodes, I kept texting the Duffers. Is it done? Did you write it? Is it in 7 or 8?
He just wanted that moment where he lets everyone know, I'm gay.
How are you going to write it? And in the final season of the series, Noah finally delivers Will's monologue on his big secret.
All right, there you go. That's the freaking riveting moment that everyone cares about. What's going on here? Right here.
Elsie Hewitt is flashing her adult diapers after welcoming a baby.
I'm so proud of Pete Davidson. I've met him a few times. He's a good-ass dude. But the thing is, it's nice to see him wife down. Yeah. I'm really appreciating seeing that.
Pete Davidson. The model shared this mirror selfie to her Instagram stories December 26th. The text over top reads, adult diapers all day and night. My sister asked if I pee in them, and if you're wondering the same thing, the answer is no, LMAO. The 29-year-old's daughter, Scotty Rose Hewitt Davidson, was born December 12th and is named after Pete's dad, Scott Davidson, who died in the 9/11 attacks on the World Trade Center. But this moment has been filled with joy, as Elsie wrote on her Instagram December 20th. To all the moms, do you also just sit and stare at your baby and cry at how much you love them and can't believe it's yours?
I damn, it's pretty freaking cute. It's good for them. It's good for Pete. It gives him something to do. Because he's wild and crazy. All right, what's going on right here?
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Howdy.
Christian Bale is undergoing another jaw-dropping transformation.
Oh, no, man. I remember like 18 years ago, he beat the crap out of his mom and sister. I'm not a fan of this guy.
For his new movie, Madden. For the upcoming biopic, the actor is unrecognizable, sporting a receding hairline.
Yeah, he is not unrecognizable, but they're going to say that Nicolas Cage is unrecognizable as John Madden. It looks like Nicolas Cage dressed up as John Madden.
Wrinkles as the fiery Oakland Raiders owner, Al Davis. And he's not the only actor looking unlike himself. Nicolas Cage is right by his side for his portrayal of coaching and broadcasting.
It looks just like Nicolas Cage as John Madden. Shut up. I know they're trying to kiss the ass of a celebrity. I'll be the one that says it. It looks like Nicolas Cage as John Madden. Look it up. It's stupid.
Brandi Cyrus and her sister Miley are both celebrating becoming future wives. Almost 3 weeks after Brandi's sister Miley confirmed her engagement to Max Morando.
That's stupid hair.
Brandi followed suit, announcing on Instagram December 20th.
Oh yeah, she had to take the spotlight.
6th, that she is also engaged to partner Matt Southcombe, who proposed at the spot where the two met on a chance encounter. Brandi writing, it's been the craziest, biggest year of my life, and I get to close it out saying yes to forever with my dream.
It's forever means like 4 years and then they'll break up and then she'll make a song and say it was his fault. Jordan Woods and Karl Anthony Towns are engaged. I feel like it's the perfect relationship for Jordan because we all know that she performed stuff on Tristan Thompson, which was her best friend's brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
So she needed that to kind of like wife her down. And Karl Anthony Towns is a goofy guy, so it's perfect for him. Diddy's kid visited him in prison. That's good to visit your dad. Talk about all the memories. Tyler Perry is being accused of and sued for sexual battery. Tyler Perry's one of those guys that he has such a squeaky clean little image on him that you wonder what the catch is. You wonder what the vibe is going on there and what's being hidden. Ex-swinger reality star, quote-unquote star, Tony, is being arrested on minor and animal sex charges. Oh, is that repulsive? A lot of these guys, I'm not saying it's all swingers, but a lot of these overly sexual people are out of their freaking mind. A Salvation Army bell ringer attacks a grocery store manager in Florida. Oh, yeah, thanks, guys. Making our state look good. Appreciate it. All right, let's see what we got here. We got some stuff from Hollywood. Unlock the Instagram account. Here is Waka Flocka speaking about the F the Streets movement.
F where they come from, F what they doing. Any of that nature, that's trauma. That's trauma.
You know we got a problem when Waka Flocka is the voice of reason.
And it's deeper than just F it as a whole. No, F the motherfuckers that's in it, making it terrible. And F you for staying the same teenager saying, hey, I'm a product of my environment. No, nigga, you're a product of what you became out of your environment. It's time for you to change. If you're an adult, it's no more excuses where I'm from. They hiding literacy from me. Oh, this man or that culture. That nigga is you.
All right, you then. I remember that. We need to have Waka Flocka Flame as an inspirational coach. I go hard in the mother effing paint. Here is Cardi B reacting to people buying tour tickets for her as a Christmas present.
These videos of people receiving my concert tickets for Christmas gifts, they're making me so happy.
I'm making a lot of money.
But then again, I'm thinking like, God damn. I gotta really work hard. I gotta give it all I got.
Hell yeah.
People are receiving me for Christmas. I gotta give it all I got.
Man, she's annoying.
Don't worry, y'all. I'm finna go to work.
Shut up. She's annoying. I don't know what it is about her. She just like skanks me. Maybe because she's a skank. But she just really is just not what I like. Here is Maino talking about something on his podcast. I'm a fan of Maino. I like the song Let It Fly. Let It Fly. And that could be us. I listen to Maino. And let's make a movie.
With a white girl, she say, oh my God, this nigga dick. Like,
what? Let him go. Let him work.
There's Jim Jones. We fly high.
We out of here. We safe. We definitely safe. Y'all up 30 right now. They up 30. Y'all up 30 right now. Brooklyn is up 30 right now.
Go ahead, cook.
Is it okay?
I feel stupider for listening to this.
You got it.
Is it okay in your bedroom?
It never happened to me.
Oh.
But I'm just saying.
That's hypothetical. That was hypothetical?
Hypothetically. I'm a hypothetical type of guy.
All right, there you go. That was absolutely riveting stuff. Your life is so much better after hearing that clip of Maino in the clap. Or rather, doing a podcast. Let's see what this is right here. Here is Dr. Umar calling out Nicki Minaj.
I'm disappointed in my sister, Nicki. You have no business using hip-hop music to build yourself in black culture. Very talented sister, very articulate sister.
Actually, she's an American and can do what she wants just because you disagree with it.
Very intelligent sister.
Uh-huh.
Tremendous lyricist. Few sisters I could put in front of her. And
like when she said flow as tight as a D and a B.
In terms of lyrical talent. But how dare you build a comfortable life for you and your beautiful family on black culture and then turn around and use that success to help Donald Trump leverage his military agenda.
They posted this video on Christmas. You know, that's when Nicki Minaj has some power, is when on Christmas you're thinking about Nicki Minaj.
Against black Africa.
Whatever, there you go. Dr. Umar, it just seems like you could literally fix all the racism in the world and Dr. Umar would find something to bitch about. Here was Samuel L. Jackson's Merry Christmas message.
Hey, y'all. Happy holidays. Hope everyone's having a merry, merry Christmas, and we'll go on to have a happy new year. Merry Christmas, motherfuckers.
I love that guy. I love Samuel L. Jackson. Let's see here. What do we got? Here is an old clip of Nicki Minaj talking crap about Melania.
Can't no weak ass motherfucking clown ass motherfucking nigga bring you the fuck down. Make some motherfucking noise. Cause you niggas are so fucking weak. Y'all got the audacity to be intimidated by a bad motherfucking queen.
She says the MF word too much. She's skanky, man. But she's also married to a thug, so you don't really expect much from her. She ain't really classy, you know?
And get your motherfucking feelings hurt for this old motherfucking cake.
Yo, I'm a mother. Shut up. Shut up.
Cause Barack needed a Michelle, bitch. And Bill needed a motherfucking Hillary, bitch.
And he needed a Monica. And those 14-year-olds at Epstein Island. There you go. I think Nicki Minaj is such a better rapper than Cardi B, but she just seems so stupid. Here is Ray J saying he missed his kids this Christmas.
Chilling at the crib. Just in my own Christmas tree.
I did.
And usually the kids is here to presents.
How old is Ray J? He's too old to be making videos about how he misses his kid, even though he pulled a gun on his baby mom. He is 44 years old. You are too old for this, bro. You are too old. This is ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
No lie, but it's different times, man.
Wow, that's a weird video. He's a weird guy. He loves the attention. He probably loves the attention more than he loves his kids. Because if he loved his kids, he wouldn't pull a gun on his baby mama. You know? You ever think about that? Maybe don't do that. Here is Blueface saying he wants every rapper to know his future girlfriend has been. All right. Blueface wants to know every rapper his future girlfriend has been with so he doesn't end up like such a boy.
You got to all put your relationships out there in the public. You like me. Why you
so
like
I know what's going on, man. You know, if it's out in public, I ain't got to worry about if she cheating. They going to tell me.
I did.
But a lot of times people throw stuff out there just because they don't want to see you happy.
Yeah, but I know what's real and what's not. Get that little DM. Hey, baby over here.
I don't like Blueface. Seems kind of stupid.
A little baby house right now.
All right, there you go. See, he doesn't want to end up like Soulja Boy, one of the best rappers of the 2000s. Got it. All right. Let's see what we got here. We got a lot of stuff. This is what happens when I don't record every 3 days. Here is Lizzo saying she isn't surprised after Nicki Minaj's Turning Point USA speech.
Getting texts like about Nicki, and I'm like, what are you talking about?
Here's the thing. It's like, yeah, do I agree with Nicki Minaj? No. But when you're texting about somebody else, she's actually winning, Lizzo. Go make some music. It's about damn time. Get it?
Even know. Then, you know.
Then. Sounds like she's like saying Den, like the movie Den of Thieves. Den.
I researched and saw what was going on. And I'm going to say it like this. Celebrities' opinions of other celebrities does not matter. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. So my opinion of her does not matter. But what I will tell you.
What?
Is you're about to see an influx of people who see that it is more profitable and more beneficial to join that side.
Go take some more Ozempic and become a skeleton. Shut up. No one cares. Even though I just played it. So Kai Cenat recently, I'll do the little flashback for you guys. Kai Cenat recently made a video about how he was having mental health struggles. And after I play it, I'll describe to you what he's going through.
Body, I'm currently on my laptop right now. And I appreciate everybody who's been sending me birthday wishes, as today is my birthday. So I felt like it was the perfect day to be transparent and honest with you guys. A few days ago, I spread awareness on mental health and how important it is to take care of yourself. And honestly, for the past few months, I've been struggling with mental health out of self-doubt and fright of pursuing goals that...
Here's the thing. If someone as successful as Kai Cenat is going through mental health problems, none of us are safe.
I really want to achieve. And the reason I've really been in my head is because I just wanted to do more. I've gained to realize that I'm a true creator and I'm very passionate about creating. And I have other goals and things that I just want to achieve and do more of. And I would love to show you guys what I've been working on for the past few months.
So he made this video.
My more personal page, which is KC3 Hidden.
So he made this video and he said, I got a glimpse of why people don't speak up about mental health more as people send me mean messages. If you send Kai Cenat a mean message after he's made that video, not only are you a loser, you're a liar, and you're a failure. You're an imbecile. Tory Lanez made the Chicks tapes, the trilogy. He posted the Chicks tapes on all platforms. So you can go out to the club and ask them to play Tory Lanez. It really sucks that he got locked up. I mean, he probably shouldn't have shot Megan Thee Stallion or whatever. But the same thing goes with the fact that he probably shouldn't have done that. But at the same time, I miss the music. Selena Powell, whose body count is probably 1,000 men or whatever, she just said that 7 days before my body count resets to zero. Oh, man. I used to think OnlyFans girls were attractive. They're so gross. It's stupid. Supposedly, Chevy Chase being snubbed from SNL 50 was a mistake. Let's see here. Anything else? Hardee's is closing 70 locations. David Beckham's family is still at odds. David Beckham is an example of don't meet your heroes. He's probably an asswipe. Dave Portnoy said that Aiden Ross needs to shut up. Dave Portnoy is kind of like Tampa Morning Radio, where he's threatened by millennials that have big mouths. This is interesting here. You know the website Kick where you can stream live? There is a guy named Clavicular who is kicked off for running people over. Oh, you're so edgy and wow. You're probably a Nepo baby using your parents' items because you're a loser. That's how it usually works. Mm-hmm. Is these Nepo babies. Because I've seen it on radio. These Nepo babies have everything bought for them. I've seen it in the comic community. Have everything bought for them. But if you're not talented, you're not going to make it far. And here he is running somebody over.
Action.
He's in his car. He's got broccoli hair like every douchebag Gen Z kid, Gen Alpha.
You run this guy over.
Oh my.
Start driving with this guy. Drive.
Somebody got in his car. So this idiot probably knew who he was. This like moron got on the top of Clavicur's car, whatever his stupid name is, and then he ran him over.
You probably just ran him over,
Clav.
Oh my god.
Now we know what it sounds like when she has sex.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. He was off the car. He was on the car.
Clavicular!
Oh my god.
What a sociopath who drives away. He's probably in high school during COVID. I have that saying that if you were in high school during COVID, you're just different. Supposedly, Jeffrey Epstein gave backstage tickets to Jeffrey Epstein gave backstage tickets to David Copperfield to underage girls. Yeah, David Copperfield always had those like Me Too rumors, but that's probably why he's not in Las Vegas anymore. That and that he was not that interesting. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the NFL on Christmas was such a bust. It was not that interesting. The NBA remains king, but hey, at least we get to watch Bert Kreischer. That's what we want to watch. Is that fat slob? But this week, I cannot believe it's week 17. It has absolutely flown by. Supposedly, Taylor Swift was at the Chiefs game. I'm wondering what it feels like having your boyfriend / fiance be a loser. Literally. Because she's only been with him when he's a Super Bowl man. But now, We see the real truth of that relationship. Will she stay with him or run away? That is. We'll get to this clip, but first. Oh, sure.
Now to some sports news. The Pittsburgh Steelers star DK Metcalf will sit out the final two games of the regular season as the NFL denied an appeal of his suspension on Tuesday.
He's a moron and a stupid jock.
Tuesday. The suspension is a result of Metcalf's physical altercation with a fan you see there who was in the stands in Detroit on Sunday.
He lost $42 million guaranteed for doing this. You let a moron from Detroit cost you $42 million.
Monday, the wide receiver will pay a hefty price, forfeiting more than $550,000 in salary. The penalty also reportedly voids $45 million in future guarantee.
$3 million more. All because the fan was talking smack. You're a dummy.
Need money. The Detroit Lions said the fan will not face any discipline.
Oh, yeah. Detroit's got to protect their own. You know that fan's a scumbag. You know that fan's a loser or whatever, but hey, whatever.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
The semen was so big.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Don't worry, Fresno. Hoppy Hour will be right back.
I'm sleeping and something wakes me, but I don't know what it is.
Computer love.
You got mail. It's my ex. Probably just missed my sex. Let me get up and see what the deal. What the hell? It's crying faces all over my screen. In a picture of her eye. Try to tell myself. Nothing to LOL about. Gotta be serious, cause usually she call, but this time my baby done.
Send me an email with all the details. She said she want me back and she don't care what she gotta do for me. She couldn't say it in person.
Faces. I've been patiently waiting for a date, and every time you try to make up, it seemed like it required me to wake up. What is it? Why you acting like a wasn't sleep? Why you acting like I wasn't sweet? Why you acting like I ain't sweep you off your feet? Why you acting like a ain't wanna take you out to eat? Hey, why you acting like I broke up with you? When every morning I'm wishing I woke up with you. Don't be emailing TP, knowing damn well the TP need a breezy and a down for heat. We need to renegotiate. Forget your sleazy little friends, they supposed to hate. See, I got love and you don't. Why not? So I'ma end this email with a dot 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 dot.
Send me an email with all the details. She said she want me back and she don't care what she gotta do for me. She couldn't say it in person.
Keep sweating.
me. I don't know why she keeps stressing me. She had plenty of time to get it. Now that I'm on getting paid, I'm not with it. Hey, she's been hitting me for days. Leaving comments on my face. Tell me what was I to do? If I did what you did, I'd be fighting for you too. Hey, then a crying face said, can you please forgive me? And let's put all this behind. I try to tell myself, this ain't nothing to LOL about. It's getting serious, cause usually she calls. But this time my baby done.
Send me an email. Yeah, yeah. With all the details. She won't be back,
and she don't care
what she gotta do for me. She couldn't say it in person. She put it all in person.
And I don't know what to say.
Segment has been brought to you by the best FORTIFUIE.com for the best pre and post workout around. Comes in the form of coconut, caramel, and fruit punch. However the hell you want to get pumped up before the gym, go to fortify.com and use promo code Ryan20. Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. 2700 22nd Street North in Edison, St. Petersburg. Women's self-defense classes, kids classes, MMA classes, whatever the hell you need. I'll go out there. WashJaysPrinting.com, the best printing company in all the Bay Area. Business cards, posters, yard signs, whatever the hell you need, print it up. I'll go out there. Finally, I ain't mentally all like me. If you live in Florida or Maryland, go to counselingoncall.net and there you can sign up. All right, we're going to come back in half an hour and keep this party going.
Hello again. It's your favorite San Francisco DJ, Hammerin' Hank. I may look normal, but the truth is, I have a condition known as autism. That's right. It's a condition, not a disease. Fact is, autism can strike anyone, regardless of who they are. People with autism normally have difficulties in verbal and nonverbal communication skills, social interactions, and leisure activities. In a recent study, people with autism are less likely to have a job and more likely to become homeless. I beat the odds by having loving friends and family, having a college education. I have even worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality for many years. Always remember that people with autism want the same things as you, to be happy and successful. To find out more about autism, please contact your local mental health center or visit autismspeech.org. This is Hammer and Hank, and I appreciate your kindness.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Let's go through all the sponsors right now. I never get freaking podcasts that begin their show with like 7 live reads or sponsors. I'm like, who's listening to that? If I were that sponsor, I'd be pissed off. Well, what do I know? A lot. This following segment has been brought to you by Cheeky Mouth Guards at GetCheeky.com. When I tell you it's the best way to quit biting on the side of your mouth, I'm a man of my words. GetCheeky.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. Shimmerwood CBD drinks at Shimmerwood.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. GetGoodFeels.com for good vibes THC drinks. Go to GetGoodFeels.com and use promo code HOPPY to save 20%. OldGlory.com for the best t-shirts around. Use promo code HOPPY to save 15%. Garden State Distillery Dirty Vodka. GardenStateDistillery.com.
Use promo code HOPPE to save 15%. Aspire Green Tea Drinks at AspireDrinks.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Afura Coffee. AFUERA Coffee.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. FSDrinks.com. For the best boba around, use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. You're looking for the best beef jerky? BigForkBrands.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. And finally, are you looking for a good energy bar? QuantumSquares.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. All of these are on my website, RyanHoppyRadio.com, R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E, radio.com. I would hope you know how to spell radio. Or it's in my podcast section. So whenever you listen to Hoppy Hour like you are right now, in the podcast description is all of that. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour. Keep this party going and going. But let's hear from Hammer and Hank. But you can hear the Hammer and Hank Show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy on Spotify by searching up Hammerin, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank Show, and check it out on his podcast feed.
People of autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age of 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People of autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, love, and learn to get an education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else of autism. So when you meet someone with autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit autismspeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
TikTok, Cox and Duke are playing cruel pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done. Feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom in streams. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams.
Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming feel close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mix it hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shout out to the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat.
Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mixing hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat.
Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Clockwork to a show, now it's time to face the silence like a TV on snow. Ryan Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Empty speaker silent time, but coming to an end like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hoppy's jokes and jabs, these are daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Hoppy hour. Hoppy hour.
It's time for home.
happyhourwillberight.com.
And like that, he's gone.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, we all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Happy hour is now over.
Happy hour is now over.
Game over.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night and God bless America.
Doors closing.